Big Hurt Weird Adventures. And welcome to another exciting episode of Big Heck and Weird Adventures. I'm one half of the adventures team, the one and only Mr. Fast and Furious himself, a.k.a. the Spanish God, Big Heck. And along with me is my good brother,
El Chocolate Caliente, the one and only Wade Olsen.
And muy caliente. Yeah. Yes, muy brother. Caliente.
So what's going on, bro? How you been?
It's been an adventurous couple of weeks.
Yes, it has. Jeez, I was back cracks as we're on air.
Oh, wow.
You were definitely feeling fresh, man. It's been a good week. It's been a solid week. A lot of big events are coming up this week.
We do have big events coming up.
Yes, we do. We have a big event coming up on Tuesday, but we're not going to go there because, you know, it is what it is.
But are we going to be celebrating the birth of the phenomenal one?
The birth of the lavish one.
Yes.
Yes, we are. Yeah, I can't believe it's coming. It came up on me quick. I am very excited for what's to come on Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
But speaking of adventures, but before we get into the adventures, let's knock out the business, brother.
Absolutely.
You want to knock it out, start it off, or I will?
You start it off.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to find us on social media, we are on Twitter at Big Heck Wade, ADV. We are also on Instagram at Big Heck Wade Adventures, and we have a Facebook page. But if you'd like to listen to us, you can also listen to us because we are part of the Fourth Wall Network, where we like to
make it pop.
And you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio coming soon, and yes, any podcast streaming platform you can find us on. Just look up Fourth Wall Pop or look up Big Heck Wade Adventures, and it'll take you right to it.
Yes, sir.
Also, shout out to the good brothers at Fourth Wall Pop. You can find them on Sunday. That's right. We're Saturday. They're Sunday. Check us out. Show us some love. Follow them on all social media. Just search up 4TH Wall on Instagram and Fourth Wall POP on Twitter.
Yes, sir. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, to catch one of those lavish shirts that you've been seeing me wear all over in the social media webs. We do have a TeePublic website. So if you go to teepublic.com/BigHeckWade, you can go and purchase our merchandise. Now you can get a t-shirt. You can get a hoodie. You can get a zip up. You can get a tank top if you're feeling flossy and you just want to sit there and start flexing on them. You can get whichever you want. Mugs, laptop covers. They have everything. So if you go to teepublic.com/BigHeckWade, you can actually go ahead and order your own stuff right then and there.
Also, there is a big wrestling show coming up in about 2 weeks from the day you hear this recording, which is on Saturday. It's about 2 weeks, right, brother?
It's definitely 2 weeks. I'm looking at my calendar.
2 weeks on March 21st in Ridgefield Park at 6 o'clock. Guys, there is an amazing independent show coming up by Wrestlers Lab. Front row tickets are only $20. That's a steal.
That is a steal. That's a
steal. And if you can't, you know, you want to save a little bread, try to save a little money, save a little ducats, general admission is only $15.
That's still not bad.
Still not bad at
That's
all.
That's a steal.
It's a steal.
To catch an awesome wrestling show?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Come on now.
Also give the lovely people at Wrestlers Lab a follow on Instagram and Twitter at Wrestlers Lab. Just search them up. Also, if you would like to get tickets for this show, please go to www.wrestlerslaboratory.com/tickets and purchase tickets right away. Hashtag sell out front row. Hashtag take control. It's going to be an amazing show. Cannot wait to be there.
And don't forget, we're going to be there in attendance also.
Oh, yes, we will.
So if you guys come to the event, make sure you stop by and you see us, say hello, catch a photo with us, and just say what's up.
Because we're here for the good wrestling, and so should you be. Because you know what? As I've learned with Wrestlers Lab, everybody's a family. We're all welcomed in. We're glad to be a part of the Wrestlers Lab family.
Absolutely.
And we hope you guys can join us there, too, for some amazing wrestling. And join the family.
All right.
Anything else, brother? Am I missing? Yes, we are.
Yeah, we are. How about we talk about this lavish coffee we're drinking right now?
Oh, you mean the lavish coffee known as Brick House Power Coffee?
Absolutely.
Yes, man. It is delicious. Like, you know what? I'm going to take a sip on the air right now. Man, that is delightful.
Yes, it is. Now, guys, if you want to get your hands on this delicious coffee, you can go and find follow Breakhouse Power Coffee. They're available on Instagram. And if you use our promo code BigHeckWay10, you can save 10% on your first order. Make sure you tell them that Big Heck Away sent you, and make sure you get yourself some of this lavish, delicious coffee that just tastes also good.
Get you some.
I gotta get some. I gotta get some right now.
Get some. Get you some. Get you some right now. Man, that's lavish. That
tastes like power in every sip.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's what's getting us through these recordings when we record on these late nights.
Yeah, man. We don't drink that bullshit Folgers in your cup. Hell no. We do that Breakhouse Power, baby.
Better than Bustelo. Hashtag better than Bustelo.
Ooh, yeah. I'm feeling kind of macho.
Ooh, yeah. We're going to jump into it, brother. Ooh, yeah. With a little sip of that Brickhouse Power. Dig it. Mm. But.
Mean Gene, what we got on the show today?
Well, for the show today, we're oh, man.
Oh, excuse me.
Guys, we're going to have fun with this episode. We're hopped off Brickhouse Power Coffee, and we just want to talk to you about a few things that are going on in the comic book world. But first, Big Heck, we have something else to talk about first.
Mm, what would that be?
We have to talk about what we were doing last Saturday.
Last Saturday. I do believe you were mentioning how we were in Queens, New York for Evolve 145.
Yes, at La Boom.
Yeah.
Where we not only got to see great matches like Retro AG versus Josh Briggs, we saw Jake Atlas, who was recently signed for NXT.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Mansoor, who I got to give him credit for coming from Saudi Arabia back to the States to wrestle in Queens against Curt Stallion, one of a young up-and-comer in Evolve Wrestling. With a new haircut. Was totally surprised to see him with the haircut.
It was nice.
It was a nice cut. He looks lavish.
I mean, he looks kind of JBL.
Yes.
Post-AOP.
JBL. Yeah, but yeah, congratulations on the Hall of Fame. But that's one of the reasons we came. But there are three other reasons we came.
I do believe you were talking about those awesome meet and greets where we got to meet former NXT champion Tommaso Ciampa.
Yes.
Which he did get a big welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Current NXT women's champion Rhea Ripley.
Yes.
Who is, I just want to say, she is just amazing to meet in person. She was so nice.
Dude, she was epic. I mean, meeting her was just one of the biggest enjoyments of the night. But there was another enjoyment of the night that I got.
Who
else did we meet, Heck?
We got to meet the one who is limitless, and we were able to bask in his glory. Keith Lee.
Yes.
The current North American NXT champion.
Yes, he is the current North American
champion. Yes, he is.
Also, shout out to Heel Karm for
It was
a joint birthday gift between me and you.
Yep.
Which I am so eternally grateful for. I appreciate you. It was one of the greatest nights ever. Not just because of us meeting these superstars, but the interaction Big Heck had with Mr. Keith Lee.
Yeah. So, I definitely had a
memorable interaction with him.
I want to say I felt like a little kid. It was like, you know, it was like back in the like late 80s. Like if you saw a little kid meeting Hulk Hogan for the first time, it was like, it was kind of on that level only because knowing who Keith Lee is and knowing that, you know, he is someone who is a huge fan of anime and video games and things of that nature. So it's like someone in the wrestling that I relate to heavily.
Mm-hmm.
Like I relate to Xavier Woods and Ricochet and even Kenny Omega because they're such avid like fans of video games and anime. Mm-hmm. And that's my pop for it. You know what I mean? Like that's all me. So being able to meet him, and I did give him a little bit of a gift. I pulled a Funko Pop from my collection that I picked up. I gave him a Super Saiyan Vegeta Chrome.
Yeah, yes, you did. You also gave him another gift, but I'm going to talk about that in a second.
Oh, I'm going to kick you for that.
Okay, so the rule when we go to meet and greets, and shout out to Rampage because he was with us too, brother. It was an honor to meet you. Had a great time talking with you.
Oh, and don't forget, we had a latecomer who came to hang out with us too for a bit.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. Our good brother. I hate to say his name on Instagram because I always mess it up, but the good brother Tristan, shout out to you, brother. We love you.
Yep, a.k.a. Bucky.
Bucky.
I'm just gonna come out and say it. I accidentally poked Keith Lee in the
cheek. I wasn't gonna. I want to say
no. You were gonna do it. You were trying to embarrass me.
The views and opinions stated by Big Heck and Wade are.
We went in for a hug, and you know I was wearing my Dragon Ball FighterZ snapback, and it kind of like popped him in the cheek.
He said, "I." Keith Lee said, "I."
It wasn't the eye; it was below the eye.
So okay, so let me go into detail with this a little bit. Let's have a little fun. I love Big Heck. I love him to death.
He's gonna put me on blast.
He says I'm embellishing, but this is what happened. All right, so rule number one is, and I've learned this from the good brother. Jason, shout out to you, brother. I know you listen when you can, brother. Love you very much. If I'm meeting someone and it is your favorite person, I'm going to go first. Because I'm going to brag about you and I'm going to tell you things. But I'm also going to get my stuff off. So, and I've kind of embellished it and gone overboard with it with other wrestlers. Like for Karen when she met Finn. For Ari with the New Day, for you with other wrestlers, but this one was a little bit special, a little bit more significant for me. So it was your birthday weekend. It was your birthday month coming to a close.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know what? Heck, can I go first?
Yeah, brother. Sure. Go ahead.
Not him, you know, thinking about it. He totally said, okay, cool. I'll go first. So what happens when Wade goes first? Things happen. Mm-hmm. Chaos happens. Chaotic things happen. Or things that make the trip a little bit more fun happen. So, I'm in line. I go up to Keith Lee. He gives me the brotherly dap. He's walking away as I tell this story. I give him the brotherly dap. I'm like, hey, Keith, what's going on, man? What's up, brother? I'm a very big fan of your work. I like what you do. I am a fan. But the reason I am a fan is because of my brother behind me. I point him out. Heck's looking confused, doesn't know what's going on. He's like, him? And I said, yeah, it's my brother. Today, this is his birthday month. We wanted to close it out with a big bang, no pun intended. And he wanted to meet you. And he is such a huge fan of yours. When I got him into wrestling and I put him on to you, he instantly gravitated to you because he's a fan. I'm embellishing on what I'm saying, but I got some of that stuff off. So, shakes my hand, take the picture. If you guys want to see the pictures, they are available on our social media. And it's Heck's turn. So, he goes up. I slide to the side. I don't move because Rhea Ripley's in the next line, which he then returned the favor later. And
did
the favor and embarrassed me and made me turn completely red, even though it was an honor to meet her. He goes to Keith Lee. Keith Lee automatically says, happy birthday. Gives him the bro hug, the bro dap. Brings him in. Hex, Dragon Ball Z hat, which earlier in the day, thanks to that lovely New York disrespectful ass win, decided to fall off. And good thing Rampage was going to catch it. Pops Keith Lee in his glorious eye, messing up his glorious peripheral vision. And he's even cracking jokes about it, but he didn't take it seriously.
He was good about it.
He was like, oh, man, my eye. He's like, brother, it's a good day, sir. I kept saying, good day, sir. And that's all I heard. The music was playing in the background.
It was too much.
There was a lot of stuff going on. But Heck spoke to Keith Lee and told him how he felt as a fan. I don't know what was said. Maybe, you know, if you want to go a little bit more into it.
I basically just told him, you know, I'm a huge fan of his. And, you know, I'm just, like, awestruck every time he comes up. You know, he's on TV, and just the things that he's able to do is just amazing. And that I wanted to give him a little something because I know that he's a fan of the series, and that's when I gave him the Red Chrome Super Saiyan Vegeta.
Mm-hmm. And it was one of those dope moments we had, and I was so happy for my brother, like a proud parent moment, like, stood there like, yeah.
It was just funny because it was him and... I guess it was a friend of his or
something. It was the handler.
The handler. He was like, wait a minute, hold up. It's your birthday and you giving him a gift? I was like, yeah. I was like, I have to. You know, I was like, I know he's a fan of the series. It's something that I had and something it's a limited run. So I want to make sure he has something.
Mm.
It was infinitely meeting Keith Lee was like one of, I want to say top 10 moments.
Top 10, top 2 for you right now. Well, top 5, because your children's birth. So
yeah, it's no, I'm talking about like in wrestling.
Oh, of course.
It's definitely like top 10. It's no, actually, I'm going to say it's top 5.
Top 5. No, top 2, because the way Johnny and Candace handled everything.
Yeah.
That's definitely up there. But the good brother goes into detail, and then he's like, brother, I got you this time. Like, what you talking about? He's like, I'm going to go now.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes up to Rhea Ripley.
Who's super sweet. She gives me a hug.
She gave everybody hugs.
She's not... I mean, on TV, she looks like she's really, really tall. And mm-hmm. then when you meet her in person, you realize she's not actually that tall.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of have to knock 3 inches off because of her boots.
Yeah, she's my height.
Yeah, she's your height with the boots.
With the boots, she's my height.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, I go up to Rhea and I, you know, say, you know, oh, it's awesome. And I, you know, kind of brag about Boogie Styles to her. How, you know, we always call her whenever she's on TV and she comes running from the room. And then I kind of let her know. I was like, hey, listen, you know, we're here for my brother. It's his birthday coming up and it's like an early birthday gift. So I just wanted to let you know that it's his birthday. And then I slide to the side and I just move out of the way. And then in comes Wade. And she's like, hey, how are you doing? Happy birthday. He's like, oh, mother. Hi. Oh, my God.
The smoothness just completely went out of the room for me.
Yeah, whatever was left of Chucky Smooth at that point was just completely gone.
Completely faded, bro. Like, and she is so nice. Like, we had an interaction, so I'm like, I'm talking to her, and I said, congratulations on your success. I'm very happy for you. Can't wait to see what you do at WrestleMania. You deserve this moment. Typically every fanboy thing. So then I said, listen, I know it's my birthday, but I got you something. Now, anyone that knows, Rhea Ripley's nickname is The Nightmare. She pulled that from Freddy Krueger because she's a big horror movie fan, mm-hmm. and she also loves a lot of anime, which Hector found out later.
Yes.
Which he would have given her something as well.
But just know, if Rhea Ripley happens to be listening to this, by some sheer chance of luck, the next time we do get the chance to meet her, we will be presenting her with something anime-ish.
And Boogie Styles will be there as well.
And Boogie Styles will be there.
So, I give her a toonie creeper. I forgot what they're called, but they're like the NECA figures, but it's like animated versions of movie monsters. And she takes the gift. She's like, oh my God, I love it. Gives me another hug. And she take the photo. Fun fact, her boyfriend took the photo.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, please make sure it's right because he never takes photos right. I don't know what it is with wrestlers
and significant others
that seem to not take photos right. I'm not naming other names. Favorite wrestler, favorite female wrestler, number one. You've had this discussion on Twitter before.
Oh,
my favorite female wrestler of all time, whose our birthdays are 5 days apart. Don't say her shoot name, sir. How dare you? I am appalled that you would call her
Miss Grace.
It. Yes, Miss Gresham.
Soon to be Miss Gresham.
God, we're growing up the segues here. But, yeah, man, an amazing night, an amazing time. We ended up going to Midtown, having some dollar slices, enjoying each other's company, and enjoying the good time. But, man, waking up the next day was killer, bro.
I couldn't even make it out of the bed.
I'm getting too old for this.
Yeah, definitely pulled a Murtaugh.
For this stuff.
Stuff. We said stuff.
We didn't say that one. We said stuff. But guys, you know what? We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back after these messages. Stay tuned.
And we're back.
Yes, indeed. Now let's jump into a little bit of comic book news. And a big thing coming out of the DC comic book world is the introduction of a brand new character into the DC universe.
And who would that be?
This would be Joker's new main squeeze. We spoke about her before, and she's become a very hot topic within DC Punchline.
Right.
Now, it has come to my attention, and I share this with Big Heck, that her first appearance, which was in Year of the Villain, Hell Arisen, number 3, is in its second printing. I have been looking for this book. I know it's second printing, and it's it kind of lowers the value a little bit because mm-hmm. it kind of puts... I've hated second printings because the second printing basically throws out the spoiler of what you're supposed to see or what was hidden in the book for the first round, for the first printing. Like, case in point, an example I showed you one time. We went to the comic book store. We went to Zap the week after the wedding.
Right.
and it was second printing of The Wedding. What did it say on the cover? It had the great pose, and I love the cover because it's Batman holding Catwoman on there, and it has a little comic book bubble that says "Marry Me."
Yeah, it completely ruined it.
Completely ruined the whole thing and spoiled it. Punchline's appearance was very heavily scattered on the internet, and people bought copies like clockwork. Ridiculous, buying 8, 9, 10 copies. Except at Zap, because I know how they roll. They limit you.
Mm-hmm.
One, you can get the book. No questions asked. You can get the book. But you cannot get a whole bunch of copies. You could buy different variants of the book.
Right.
They don't care about that. But they want everybody to get a fair shot or a fair chance at getting this book, which I totally respect them and I love them for it. But thanks to Comic Book Invest, CBSI on Instagram, comicbookinvest.com, they put out a little bit of a heads up or a checklist of books to look out for when you are trying to find anything related to Punchline in DC Comics. Now, before I go into this checklist, heck, I know there was something you were telling me before we jumped on air that kind of gives a little bit of a segue to something that is coming out in this checklist I'm about to read off.
Right. So I was on comicbook.com because it was something that came on my Google feed.
Right.
Which I got to give it up to Google, based on the shit that DC me searched, which is a ton of anime and comic books and stuff.
Barely any wrestling anymore.
No, I still get my fair share of WWE and I get my AEW stuff that comes up.
Okay.
Something came up regarding the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something based off of his origin. And lo and behold, they were talking about how there is a new person who comes into the fold called the Mastermind. Mm-hmm. And basically, he riles up Joker, Catwoman, Penguin, Riddler, and gets them in the room and is basically trying to figure out or trying to help them figure out why they cannot kill Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in part of the storyline, there was something along the lines of where something changes within the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Mastermind and Joker, they're in the room together, they're talking, and then when the Joker comes out of the room with Mastermind, something's different about him.
Right.
Basically, he doesn't look like he's the Clown Prince anymore.
Mm.
So, it was something that, and part of the quote from it was Catwoman noticed that comedic side of him looked like it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's something more evil, something more sinister, twisted even.
Okay.
And at one point, I believe Joker is instructing his henchmen, or it was Mastermind, and basically said, kill them all. Meaning to kill everyone in the room. So going forward, I think we're not going to see who we're used to anymore of the Joker, we're going to see something darker, more sinister, and definitely something we're probably going to get a good look at something that's purely evil. Because this isn't the Joker we're used to.
Damn. Tony Daniels is going to really have to knock out the park, but he usually does with stuff like this.
And I mean, just the photo that they put up on comicbook.com of what the Joker looked like, you clearly can tell this is not the same person.
Right.
It's not even the... I'll put it to you like this. I thought the image of Joker in The Killing Joke was not one of someone who was coming from a comedic aspect.
Mm-hmm.
It was someone demented.
Right.
The look on the Joker's face that they posted, it honestly almost scared the shit out of me.
I gotta see this image. I'm gonna check it out later on.
It's something dark. Like
ominous. Something.
Yeah. Like it's almost like a, how do I put it? It was like a clear change you could see in the look in his face.
Okay.
Like it was that like
you want to go wrestling related? Can you say it was like a Bray Wyatt, Firefly Funhouse, Into the Fiend type of situation? Okay.
I got the head nod. It was like something switched.
Okay.
Either something switched in his mind or something snapped.
Okay.
And it's kind of like that breaking point, like when you see someone just completely lose control. But this is someone who has complete control of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that complete shift.
And you know what? Listen, when it comes to Joker, I thought some of his most, one of his most demented sides to him was in the death of the family run by Scott Snyder. And I thought mangled face, flies coming off of it, dead skin and maggots hanging off the face with the jokes and the dirty mechanics uniform and him almost killing Barbara Gordon's mom and making her go through a marriage and almost killing Harley Quinn to prove a point. And the whole Joker run with Snyder, I thought that was some of the scariest stuff he could possibly do. He cut off Alfred's hands.
Right.
With the cleaver, just boom, boom.
Okay, so now imagine, you're thinking someone who is that twisted and that demented, you know, carving off his own face and then reattaching it like a mask.
Mm-hmm. But horribly with belt straps and shit.
But then keep in mind, he's still keeping his comedic, you know, that Clown Prince vibe.
Right.
There's none of that here. Like, if I, honest to God, showed you the picture, this is an image of someone who is looking, it's almost like death is written on his face.
Like, he knows what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Or what he has to do.
Okay. I kind of want to take, I'm going to pull the line from The Dark Knight.
Okay.
Does it look like I'm someone who has a plan?
He doesn't have one. He never does.
This is someone who has thought something out. Imagine the Joker with a carefully thought out plan. A beginning, a middle, and an end plan to kill the Batman.
Because usually his plans don't end with killing Batman. It usually ends with him driving Batman to the point of him doing something
right.
He's going to regret, which is, i.e., killing him.
No.
And Batman never gets to that point. So you're saying with this now,
clear intent.
Clear intent. I'm going to kill Batman.
Right.
I'm going to do everything I need to do to kill Batman.
Right.
Which, he's going to have to do a lot, especially with what we now know as Catwoman. Look, there's so many cards in this now.
Yeah.
There's Catwoman's pregnant. Dick Grayson's out the picture right now. He's not Nightwing yet anymore due to the head thing. He's slowly getting himself back together, but he's not there. Red Hood went on the run. He's a vigilante. And Damian's just doing whatever the hell Damian's doing at this point.
Exactly.
And Batgirl is Batgirl.
Now, what they said was, because of that, what does it mean? And what's in tail for the Bat family?
He's going to... Oh, my God. I even forgot about Duke. Duke's in this, too. So, you know what, Tony Daniel? Damn you in advance. Damn you, because I know. Jesus. Okay, I just saw the image. Wow. Okay. That terrified me. And we'll post it on our page. So you will see this image. He's very serious in this picture. It looks very like.
It's disturbing.
Chilling. It's disturbing. And Punchline's going to play a major part in this. But to go into the checklist of what you will need. Or where you can find these appearances of Punchline. Batman 89, which is sold out. And it's in second printing. And I correct myself. I'm sorry. It was her first cameo appearance. We get a little shot of her.
Okay.
Her full appearance is in Hell Arisen number 3, which is sold out and in second printing. Batman 92 with her first cover appearance. So you know. You got to jump on that.
ASAP.
Immediately. So guess what Gene is doing? Guess what Wade will be doing? I said my government, so you know I'm serious. Guess what I'm going to be doing?
Calling out of work.
Pre-ordering a Zap. Pre-ordering somewhere. Zap or Eastside, one way or another. I will have this book. Then she will pop up again in Batman 94 with a variant cover.
Mm-hmm.
She will also be, and we will get her origin story in Joker 80th anniversary special.
Which is Joker's origin. We're going to finally get an origin piece to the Joker.
Damn.
And that is where, here is where we're going to see that shift.
I think we get a midnight release for that.
I may have to make the sacrifice
and come
to that midnight release and get my hands on it. Because Joker's 80th anniversary, and we're finally getting a true origin story to the Joker.
And her.
Wow.
Yep. It's going to be a big look. So we'll finally have an origin story. Now, I know some of the Batman purists out there, including myself, because I'm a huge Batman mm-hmm. fan. We never wanted a Joker origin story. But I'm intrigued to see, usually with anniversary stories and like 750s or anything or 1,000, usually pulling a bunch of writers to write different stories about that character. We had it with Batman. We had it with Wonder Woman. And now just recently with 750 of Flash, which I picked up today, we got it with the Flash where there's different writers handling that character. Now, whoever takes the reins of that story, and it's probably going to be Tony Daniel. It's probably going to be just because he's going to be using that character for the next big arc in the Batman universe. We're going to probably see him take it over. So we're getting two origin stories. Tony mm-hmm. Daniels, probably going to be both. Then we have Batman Secret Files number 3, a book that usually I feel is like a sidebar book for like, you know, Batman stories and stuff like that.
Right.
But it also ties into major events that are happening currently in the Batman universe. Like issue number 2. See, this is how big the gap is. Was used for City of Bane.
Wow.
So you see the big gap that's in between.
Massive.
So number 3. And then her next appearance will be in Nightwing number 72. Which, here's the big kicker. They said, and a special surprise announcement in the next few weeks. So we have to stay tuned to see what that next big announcement of where she's going to be or what's going to happen with her in the next few days. It's probably going to be Wednesday or this week. I'll be checking it. Big Heck will be checking it. And we'll post it on social media when we find out about it to let you guys know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all the talk for Punchline. Sticking within the Batman universe, heck, something was released, the first images of something very, very interesting. And I, for one, am very excited for it because I like it. And the minute I saw it, I instantly connected and knew what they were going with.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please share with our lovely listeners what came out this week?
I do believe you're referring to the, I want to say leaked images or shared images of the new Batmobile
mm-hmm.
that will be shown in the new movie.
Yep.
I'm going to give my input on it.
Okay, go ahead.
I am digging the new look.
Mm-hmm.
It is a completely different model that we are used to seeing. There's no bat wings to it. There's no, you know, airplane turbine engine in it. It's legit a vehicle. It is a true to, you know, honest to God, car. Now, there are people who are out there in the interwebs, and I'm saying it this way, who are, for lack of a better word, butthurt
mm-hmm.
because they're not getting the massive tank that was shown in BVS and Justice League, and then we saw in, you know, the Nolan trilogy. But I gotta say, I'm digging this very retro look of the Batmobile. It gives off this vibe that if Batman had owned a Ferrari Testarossa and basically took it and damned it all to hell, this would be the new car we would get. Now, for those out there who have seen the car and you don't know where they're pulling this vehicle from, if you go back into the old Batman comics, I believe it was issue 480 or something, because someone did a side-by-side comparison of the two vehicles, it is comic book worthy. It is referenced from an original comic book. So if you guys are saying, oh, that's not Batman, get your heads out of your ass and go and look. Who? Oh my God, I am so sorry. Who is directing this film again?
Matt Reeves.
Matt Reeves knows what the fuck he's doing.
He's researching.
He's clearly researching because he's pulling shit from archives and he's going deep into the Bat universe and he is finding things and he is making this very comic book. True to comic book because it is exactly the same damn Batmobile.
Oh, I'm waiting. I'm going to go in.
And it is just, like I said, I never knew that until I saw it and I just said, bravo. Bravo, man. I just thought you took the Ferrari Testarossa and just said, what happened if this was a demon car from hell? And, you know, we just had to, like, you know, kill it and just make it something just very nightmarish. And then we got this.
So you're saying it's the Batmobile out of hell?
Yeah.
Bat out of hell.
Yep.
I get my like point. That. Yes. Yep. Yes. It works. Yep. It works. Thank you. Good reference. Thank you. But, guys, I'm going to.
It's good. I'm digging it.
I'm going to shoot on it a little bit. I'm not shooting on that. I'm going to shoot on people who are hating on it. I hate to say this, guys, and I love the fact that we are so tied to certain eras of Batman. But you tend to forget that the Batmobile is a Batmobile. Mobile, short for automobile. It's not a tank. It's not a massive tumbler that we've been so used to. Hell, the 89 Batmobile was a car in the sense. It was just a car that was souped up.
Do we need to go back to the Adam West?
It was a car. It is a Batmobile, an automobile. It is a car. We do not know what this Batmobile had. It's probably tricked out.
Oh, yeah.
There's probably... You kind of want to see what's under the hood a little bit.
You don't have to. Because in one of the still shots in the back, we get to see the back end of the car where the engine is.
So that means the little fire blasters are going to go off.
It's possible. It's an actual engine. Mm-hmm. I feel like they took the concept of like the Ferrari, where the engine's not in the front. It's in the back of the car.
Right.
And you get to see that here. And it's just like that in the comic book.
Exactly. And that's the thing I don't get. People are so butthurt about this. They're stuck on it. You got to learn to let things go. And then the thing is, you guys complained when Affleck had the role and his car was shown. You guys were butthurt about that.
His car was a knockoff tumbler.
It was a knockoff
of the tumbler from the Nolan series.
Basically, it was a knockoff tumbler. Still a great car. Don't get me wrong. It was one of the dopest ones. But it was still a knockoff version of what Nolan gave you.
Right. And keep in mind, if that car wasn't legit in mass production, mm-hmm. it wouldn't be street legal.
It wouldn't be.
This is something that you can firmly see someone doing a replica of it, and it's still being street legal.
But who would make that car? You know what? I'm going to say this now. I can't wait for the toy versions of this to come out.
Oh, yeah. It's going
to be amazing. I'm going to grab one. I'm sorry. I'm a big kid. I'm going to grab this. Hot Toys, if you're listening, please make this. Please make this.
Yeah.
I am so excited for what we've seen with the Batmobile. And like we said with Matt Reeves, he's pulling from the comics. He took, and I'm going to correct myself, this is my error, my bad, in Detective Comics 100, you know how the emblem was made out of the gun?
Mm-hmm.
Guess who wrote that?
Who?
Kevin Smith. He pulled from Kevin Smith, who was one of the biggest Batman fans in the world, and took that and said, you know what? I like it. I like it a lot. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take it. I'm going to modernize it a little bit for that bat symbol, and we're going to take the gun, split it in two, and basically form it into a bat emblem, and that's what he's going to wear for the first movie. And to even harp back on the bat suit issue. One of the biggest complaints that everybody seems to have is the bat suit. Guess what? If you don't like the first bat suit in the first movie, it will eventually change for the sequel. That tends to happen throughout Batman movies. for those who are so upset and so tight about this, I'm going to say this as a fan. It will change. It will get better. We had issues with the Begin suit. We couldn't turn his neck. Guess what? Dark Knight, he turned his neck. And the suit just keeps evolving and evolving and evolving. And the car will evolve because this is a Batman year one, two, maybe 5 years in. Mm-hmm. Or he's a young Batman. So the car will change. The car will evolve. Things will happen. Events will happen. I can't wait to see what happens with Batman, with the car, with Alfred, with Catwoman, the Riddler. I don't even want to know about the Joker. I hope we get some Robins in the car in this. You know what? Funny, speaking about the Batmobile, I know I'm rambling on a little bit. Guess what I can't wait for? For someone, a young hoodlum kid, to pop a hubcap off and try to steal from the Batmobile. And you know exactly who I'm talking about. So let's get that done. I want that in the movie. Give me that. Can we please enjoy what we are getting? Can we please wait until we get some live action footage, a trailer, get to the movie, which doesn't come out for another year, and just chill out?
This is Batfleck all over again.
This isn't even, I'm not even going to mention Batfleck. You know what I'm going to do? It's everything's on the internet. Because they do it with Marvel. They do it with DC. They're doing it with everything. But I hate to say it with this internet age. But it's doing it to us.
But it's always been like this with Batman. And the reason why I'm bringing up the Batfleck thing is because of this reason. Listen to what you said. Matt Reeves is pulling from Kevin Smith, who wrote that piece. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
This is the same thing with Batfleck all over again. And this is what I told you before, and I made mention of it in previous episodes. Kevin Smith, who is, Lord knows, he is one of the hugest Batman fans out there. He named his kid Harley, for God's sake. Right?
Harley okay. Quinn. Harley Quinn Smith.
Right. When the whole thing came about with Ben taking on the role of Batman, and he read the scripts, Kevin Smith co-signed it saying, this was made for Ben. This is his movie. This will be his role. He is set to be Batman. And he's going to do great. And I'm going to say it now. And you know what? If the fans are listening or people are listening and they don't agree with me, I could care less. He was amazing in BVS. He did great in Justice League. And I'm just a little sad that we don't get to see anything continue on. But for what it is and for what it was, Ben Affleck did a phenomenal job. And if that gives you any inkling of how this is going to go forward, if Kevin Smith had a part to play in anything, then we are getting gold.
Yes, we are. And I'm fully excited for that. It's so much that, I hate to say it, the internet, we become very spoiled and privileged, where we've become the old man on the porch with a lot of things.
Goddamn kids!
Goddamn kids! Can't have nothing! Have to switch everything up! Listen, Batman has been done so many times, and I'm gonna say it, one of the greatest Batman actors of all time, Michael Keaton, you guys hated him. They hated, well, not us, you guys. I mean, when they was announced, the guy, Mr. Mom, he's playing Batman.
Don't you knock Mr. Mom, damn it. He did a great job with those kids.
I like Mr. Mom. Yeah, he did. He did a great job with those kids.
I feel like Mr. Mom at times.
Yeah, you definitely are Mr. Mom. you are Mr. Mom and Mr. Dad. You do all the roles. You do everything. Not knocking Karen, but you do a lot. When it comes to Batman, he has been done over and over and over and over and over again. Not just in live action, but also in animated form. So let's not complain. Let's give it a shot. I trust Matt Reeves. I trust what he's doing. I like what I'm seeing. I can't wait to see the first shots of Selena when we get what she looks like. And Zoe Kravitz has been hinting since day one that she was going to be Catwoman in an Instagram photo. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the person who put that out there. And it's just so cool to see, man. Like, I'm just so excited for this movie, and every little bit, like, I hit you up and I'm excited more. I'm like, yo,
absolutely,
check this out. This is what I'm seeing from Batman now. This is what oh my God, I can't believe this is happening.
You know what the internet kind of did, and it kind of put me like on it, kind of like rubbed me the wrong way, if I could like pull a Peter Griffin right now and be like, you know what really grinds my gears?
What grinds your gears?
They made the comparison to Daredevil because of the suit. Oh, he doesn't have a chin strap. No shit, Sherlock. We can clearly see that. Mm-hmm. But again, it goes back to the whole thing. He may not have it now because this is what? His year one suit. Mm-hmm. What's to say that with the next movie, we're not going to see him with the full cowl?
Exactly.
And it bugs me. It bugs the hell out of me because of the simple fact that no one is trying to get, or not no one, the keyboard warriors that are out there
are giving them a chance.
They're not giving it a chance. And again, to me, Pattinson has huge shoes to fill, considering the legacy of Batman. You know, with the exceptions of fucking the Schumacher films.
Hey.
Which don't exist in my realm because they're kind of like that bullshit Rocky movie that no one seems to remember.
But Batman Forever
was. Bat nipples. I
Jim Carrey is the Riddler. That was. No.
Carrey as the Riddler wasn't bad. Tommy Lee Jones as Two-Face was a fucking stretch.
Yeah.
And if you want to continue on this discussion about the Schumacher films, God damn it, Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze. And Bane. not one audible word that came out of that man's voice.
Uma Thurman wasn't bad as Poison Ivy. She wasn't terrible.
Eh.
I mean, she
was. Alicia Silverstone as Barbara.
No, you know my thoughts on that. You know what?
If she'll take her clueless ass out of here.
No, that's not my biggest gripe. My biggest gripe
is that she's Alfred's niece.
Alfred's niece. That's what you went with?
Oh, Alfred's and then niece. Let's not forget Chris O'Donnell's old ass playing fucking Robin. That was great.
At 30.
That was great.
You're supposed to be the boy wonder. You're like a full-grown man. Robin the man wonder. I had my issues with that, too. And how rebellious was he? And then you gave him the Nightwing suit in the next movie. Like, I'm supposed to be cool with that. Like, oh, man, where'd you get that from?
Mm-hmm.
You gave him the Nightwing suit early.
So, again, do you see my distaste for the Schumacher films?
I do see your distaste.
Okay, but how it falls in line with the Rocky V movie that no one ever saw because it doesn't exist in the universe?
What's Rocky V?
Exactly. At this point, it was Batman Returns, and I go right into Nolanverse.
Yeah, I'm going to include Mask. Oh, that's animated.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. I see your point. I totally get it. I hear you. But again, these are just our opinions. We are very excited for this movie. As you can hear, as we've gone into this epic, epic rant / conversation piece about the Batman, which is coming out June 2021. That's right. June 2021. You have legit almost a year and some change to get ready for this movie. And we're probably going to find out more about it once San Diego Comic-Con hits.
Yep.
Once we'll get more images, we'll get more things. And it's going to be just one of those times where it's like, yo, you know what? Kudos to you, Matt Reeves. Kudos to you, bro. I'm happy what I'm seeing.
I just hope we don't have to wait too long for the next one.
Oh, the next like big picture or something? Like the next big?
The sequel to it.
I give it 2 years. That's 2 years before we get a sequel. Yeah, no. Because you know what? The next thing I'm going to talk about in our other piece of we're going to switch up and go into the Marvel side of movies.
Mm.
But moving on to our next bit of news. Again, we were talking about Marvel news.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Holland has recently gone on record saying he knows what Spider-Man 3 is about. And he's after having a pitch meeting with Sony and Marvel a few weeks ago, and filming will begin this summer. So, he said he knows what's going into it, and he's very happy with it, right?
Right.
I have my thoughts on what Spider-Man 3 is going to be, though.
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
Him and Tobey Maguire are going to have a dance battle.
I hate you. Even though we know Tom Holland body him with the move, son. Did you see Lip Sync Battle?
He can do it in heels.
In heels. Make him look ridiculous.
Word.
He stole my whole finger point swag, but we ain't talking about that right now.
All right, so we're not getting a dance battle.
No.
Oh, man. Okay. Are we going to see him clang two metal things together and then have Venom just go like they did in the third one?
No. Okay. No.
So then I'm completely fresh out of ideas at this point.
Okay.
At least we know we're not getting the same Raimi bullshit.
No, we are not. We are getting, and this is just my opinion. You know what? These are my thoughts and opinions, guys. You can go against them. You don't have to like them, but they are my thoughts, my opinions. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. It's okay. We're not getting Sinister Six this movie.
Even though it felt like it was all leading into that?
Yes.
Okay, so then what are we getting?
Okay. For those that haven't seen Spider-Man Far From Home, spoiler alert, but Peter Parker has been revealed to be Spider-Man, and now the world knows, and he has been vilified for killing, and I'm using quotation marks, killing Mysterio and setting up the plot to take out, like, the world in general and all that stuff. And
fuck you, Jake Gyllenhaal, you made us believe
that he was going to be a terrorist. So, I believe J. Jonah Jameson will have a bigger role in Spider-Man 3. Do you know why?
Nope, drawing a blank here.
Okay. Name some of Spider-Man's villains we have not seen in the movie.
In the Tom Holland films?
Yes.
Okay. Hobgoblin, Green Goblin, Venom, Kingpin.
When you're not touching on them, very surprised you haven't said it.
We have not seen Doc Ock.
Mm-mm.
Or Lizard Man.
Mm-mm. Not the Lizard.
Rhino.
Mm-mm.
We have not seen, who else? Would Morbius be considered a villain?
Morbius?
He's more of an anti-hero, but he did fight Spider-Man?
Yes, fought and teamed with, but no, not Morbius.
Hmm.
There's somebody you're not catching with, and I'm mad because you haven't caught on yet.
No, I'm drawing a blank here.
Kraven the Hunter. Okay. What has Spider-Man become in the universe? Vilified.
Mm-hmm.
They basically want Spider-Man's head for this. J. Jonah Jameson believes this fully and thinks Spider-Man is a menace to blah, 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 blah. You know the usual routine when it comes to J. Jonah.
Mind you, he was the only good thing that was in the Sam Raimi films.
Whoa. Hey, Spider-Man 2 is a classic movie. Don't you dare forget it. One and two were great. Three was bad. We know. I'm not going to let you rant on about it. We know your thoughts on three. It never happened. Yes, I know you're doing the moves. It never happened. It doesn't count. But... seriously,
five.
I feel. What is that movie, man? Don't know what movie you're talking about.
Mortal Kombat Armageddon.
What is these? What are these movies you're making up?
Or Street Fighter.
That movie happening is a gem in the movie
community. No, it is not. I hate you right now.
It's a gem of the video game movie community.
The animated movie, yes.
You know what? It's right up there with that classic movie, and it is. True to the story, Dragon Ball Evolution does.
I will murder you on this mic right now. I will take this Yeti mic and cram it down your throat, sir.
Street Fighter Legend of Chun-Li is a gem, damn you. Damn.
Oh, I cursed Chris Curry's name so fucking much. And how dare you bring in Liu Kang, old man Liu Kang. This is bullshit. Anyway, get back to the damn story.
Okay, so...
Rocky V.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. All the movies I brought up exist. You're just living in La La Land. Which I finally saw. It's a very good movie. I do this to make Hack a laugh. It's a part of my stick. But seriously, I feel that one of the things that will happen is, and you need to complete the Sinister Six, J. Jonah Jameson will raise enough money, I'm even saying he'll go stupidly and get the money a dumb way, because you can play with it. He'll start a GoFundMe. Some have some type of random, like, reward thing. And Kraven the Hunter will take the bounty. And the whole movie will be basically Kraven the Hunter versus Spider-Man, a.k.a. Kraven's last hunt, Kraven's first hunt. If you would like to read about Kraven, he has some amazing story arcs with Spider-Man, one of them being Kraven's Last Hunt. Thank you, Jay, for getting me to read that and listen to the audiobook version of it. Audiobook had some slight differences from what I actually read, but still overall one of the best Spider-Man arcs of all time. Fight me. I feel we're going to get Kraven the Hunter in this movie. I don't know who they can get to play as him. I've heard rumors of certain people. My dude who was, he was Black Manta and Aquaman has been rumored for a while.
Really?
As Kraven, yes, yes. You know, he's going to be in Candyman. And he was also Dr. Manhattan in Watchmen.
Okay.
He's been rumored for it. Boss Logic, with his great little tweaks to pictures and things, he has put Jason Momoa as Kraven the Hunter. And as much as I love him as Aquaman, I wouldn't be upset if they picked him. Also, with someone we're going to speak about later, I feel that person is a great candidate for Kraven the Hunter. And you know what I'm talking about.
No.
And I know, I know.
We want him for what he's rumored for.
I know. But if there were somebody who could handle that role and even have the accent, he wouldn't even have to change his accent for it.
You know who I just thought of because you brought up Kraven?
Yeah.
He's not, I want to say he is a known actor. You typically would find him in like martial arts films.
Mm-hmm.
And usually he'll play like a supporting role in like some other like big box films.
Mm-hmm.
He's an actor by the name of Scott Adkins.
Hmm.
Now, if you've ever seen what he looks like with like the mustache and the goatee, look up, I think it's Undisputed Boyka or something like that. He was also in he was an American Assassin. He wouldn't be a bad pick, man. I believe he's in the Ip Man films also.
I'm looking at it.
If you give my man like slightly longer hair, keep him with that thick goatee, he already has the body built for Kraven. And he can move.
He definitely can move. He can, you know what? I'm not opposed to it, but I still like my idea with what we're going to get into a little later.
Okay.
You know what, heck, I'm like I said before, this is going to be a good movie regardless. I'm very excited. They've come a long way from Homecoming, which I know you liked and loved. I really did.
I thought it was good.
I think Far From Home was a way better movie.
Oh, that's obvious. Far From Home was a way better film, but I felt like first movie out the gate, this is a Marvel-based run with Spider-Man. I really liked it. It was Peter, you know, it was quirky, kind of shy, reserved, until he threw on a suit, and then he was like, you know, he really donned the essence of who Spider-Man is.
He was punny, he had all his jokes. Yeah, of course, I get that, but you know what? I get Far From Home is still the better movie in my eyes.
Of course,
in my eyes,
and it should be.
And Homecoming is okay. Homecoming is okay. I have my picks with Homecoming. Not with Far From Home. You know, I'm not.
But now here's my question.
Okay.
We're going to go into Spider-Man 3. This is the third series of the film with Tom Holland.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to see more of a happy Aunt May relationship unfolding?
Well, no, because they kind of didn't. They kind of let that known that she was like, oh, it was just the one time thing. And I wasn't really, it was just
possible.
The blip kind of caused me to be desperate. And
there you are. I see what you're saying.
You know, so I took advantage of a situation. Happy got friend zoned after that. So I get it.
Justice for Happy.
Justice for Happy. Hashtag Happy Justice. But yeah, man, I really see them going Kraven the Hunter. You're going to have somebody who's going to try to take down Spider-Man. I don't see the Sinister Six happening. If you play your cards right and we get Tom Holland around for a few more movies, because they did say he will be part of the new Avengers movies when they finally make the new Avengers movies.
Okay.
Which is going to be after a whole bunch of solo films.
Ooh, this sparks a question now.
Okay.
Because Marvel Sony has finally come to an agreement, and we are now going to continue with our Tom Holland series of films.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what also kind of begs the question.
Mm-hmm.
we know that they've already started filming for Venom 2.
Yes, they have.
And we have seen
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, we have seen him, you know, in his role as Carnage. Excuse me. Here's what kind of begs the question for this one now.
Okay.
And this is going back to one of my all-time favorite video games from back in the day on the Super Nintendo and the Sega. Are we going to get that mashup of Spider-Man and Venom?
And Carnage teaming up? Yes, I see it.
But now, will it be a Sony film? Or will it be a Marvel film? Or are we going to finally get that collab of the two?
I feel it's going to be a collab. They've worked out some deal where he can be Spider-Man 3. Where they can do Spider-Man 3 and it's going to be Sony Marvel or Sony Marvel Disney. And we're going to get it. I feel we're going to get the Maximum Carnage movie out of this. That'll be Venom 3.
Okay.
It'll be Venom 3, Maximum Carnage, with Spider-Man teaming up with Venom to take down Carnage. Cool beans. Fine with that. That's down the pipe. I just want to see them handle him right because I'm not the biggest Venom fan. I'm not even the biggest Carnage fan. Honestly, I hate to say it, the best Spider-Man villain he's ever had is the one I slept on until I got older, Doc Ock. Give me Doc Ock. That's who I want. That's a villain I want and I think you deserve to have in a movie. I know you love Alfred Molina, but
yeah, man, Alfred Molina did. He brought that role and not for nothing. You really want to delve into this? Let's delve into it.
Okay, let's delve.
Sam Raimi, God rest him. You know,
dead.
No, I'm going to say God rest him because that third movie kind of killed him. Kind of buried him as far as...
No, he didn't. He's doing Doctor Strange, too.
Oh, God. I'm so nervous about that.
No, anyway. Don't be. No. I trust him with it because... And I'll let you go into your full rancher we're going to have. He's directing it where he doesn't have to follow what the studio forced him to do with Spider-Man.
Okay, thank God.
But go ahead.
So, here's my thing. With the exception of 3, which no one tends to acknowledge.
Mm-mm, I don't.
Like Rocky 5.
Yep. What is that?
My thing is this. Alfred Molina took Doc Ock and basically, in my eyes, did that role justice. He was that mentor being that was there for Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Spider-Man came about and the machine altered his brain, you saw that and you saw like the torment and the anguish he was going through and just the pure hatred because he knew that he was able to get this thing to working. That's what his goal was, no matter what, even if it meant him taking out the Spider-Man. And then finding out that Spider-Man was Peter, you see that tear in between him within not really personalities, but like the two overwhelming powers that are within him. That mentorship that he has with Peter and that bond versus no one's going to stop me from doing what I want to do. Alfred Molina gave us that in folds.
We got that in the Spider-Man game too.
Right. I don't see anyone now who is going to give us that same caliber.
I do.
Who do you see for Doc?
For Doc Ock? Doc Ock, you know what? You're going to have to go serious actor, right?
You're going to have to figure out someone to top Alfred Molina at this point. You have to.
Which are very big tentacles to fill. Can't they choose? I don't have anyone off the cuff.
Okay.
But Doc Ock can be used. You can use Doc Ock. You can find an actor that can hit, that is one very menacing to play the role because Doc Ock has a little bit of scariness to him. He has a little bit of fear factor with him, but also someone who we're like, yeah, man, you know, you feel bad for the guy. Like, dang, like this is like what it led to, and this is how he's become the person he is. And
I at this point in time, I don't see anyone. Someone's gonna have to make a suggestion of who can play that role.
You know what we'll do? We'll post this on our page. We will say, we'll mention maybe after we post that the new episode's out. Who do you think should be Doc Ock? And, you know, run some opinions by us. Run us who you think it should be. And then, you know what? Once we get it, and hell, by when we get off air, we'll think of people.
Probably. You know who I would love to see happen? And I know it's not going to happen, but this is just a fan in me.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly, God, want to see Goblin come back.
He will.
But I want the twist.
Red Goblin?
That's going to... Not right away, but hear me out. There's a lot that plays into the whole Red Goblin arc.
Of course it does.
There's a ton.
One of my favorite Spider-Man arcs, too, because you got me to read this. And I just gave up on him at some point.
I'm sorry. There was no way that I couldn't get you to do that.
I know.
But it was good. Here's my thing. We all saw in the Raimi films where William Dafoe, who is one of my all-time favorite actors, because mm-hmm. it just seems like anything that you kind of put him in, he does great with. I want to say if you do the Goblin thing,
mm-hmm.
and you know that part where he loses his power,
yeah,
and he's looking for that next thing to kind of bring him back,
mm-hmm.
you can toy with it and then tie in the Carnage symbiote to this. There is a way you could do it. Now, you have to bring in a whole slew of other characters. You got to bring in Harry, and then somehow you got to bring in Agent Anti-Venom, and, you know, somehow incorporate Silk and Miles and all these other people. But you necessarily don't have to go too heavy into it, but just imagine.
You can tweak it. You know what? I had an idea of who could play here. Norman.
Who?
It would bring it full circle. You're gonna laugh at the pick.
Who?
James Franco could play Norman. He's at that age.
Oh my god.
He's at that age. You just have to find a reasonable Harry.
I got it.
Who?
You could bring in James's younger brother. He's quirky enough to play the role for Harry.
Oh yeah. James, what the hell is James Franco's brother's name? But I know exactly what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. He was in Neighbors and all. Yeah. But is he?
He was in what the hell is it? Now You See Me.
Yeah.
You could bring him.
Okay. I'm out.
Because if you think about it, James Franco is old enough that he can play Norman.
Mm-hmm.
And his brother, who looks very close to him, and Harry did look close to Norman.
Had the illest waves on deck.
They both had the illest waves. Yo, without the do-rag.
Word, like, yo, he had some ill waves. Both of them did in the comics. Like, yo, I don't know how y'all did it. I bet you he slept in wave caps. I bet you under that hood, under that hat, in the comics was a wave cap.
Yeah, the wave cap.
And he's like, I'll get you, Spider-Man. And when he threw a pumpkin bomb,
he was combing his hair forward.
He did a quick brush and then put the thing back on.
I hate you so much. But you can get the Franco brothers to
you
do
can.
It.
You know what? Again, that is another casting we would do on our page. If you could see Green Goblin coming back into the Spider-Man Disney universe, who would you have playing? And first, are you going to... And also, you know what? You're not going to go costume route. Because when it comes to the Disney universe, I feel like they're pulling from the Ultimate universe. We're going to get Monster Goblin.
But we got Monster Goblin into the Spider-Verse.
You barely used him. And he was just like second fiddle. Monster Goblin, you're going to use him, but you're going to use him the way Ultimate did. And Brian Michael Bendis, oh my God, you made Ultimate Green Goblin one of my favorite characters. And I'm not a big Green Goblin guy. I told you I like Doc Ock. He's my favorite. You made him valuable.
Mm.
So I'm going to say, let's see what happens. And we're going to end this with our final news topic. He had a comic book come out 2 weeks ago. He has been mentioned so much since the comic book.
I kind of look like the Latin version of him
right now. You
beard.
Definitely do, and I look like, you know, the brother version.
Word.
Wolverine.
Mm.
Wolverine has been mentioned, and this is from random dirt sheets, because I'm calling them dirt sheets because Cosmic Book News, as much as everybody posts stuff from them, isn't always accurate. You kind of got to take it with a little grain of salt.
Kind of like TMZ.
Yeah, they're TMZ. Or Meltzer for you wrestling fans out there.
Fuck you, Meltzer.
yeah, believe me, don't get me started on his picks for like all the year, but his stuff doesn't mean anything. It's just news. It's just fodder. There's a rumor.
It's fake news. Right? Everybody knows whenever Meltzer picks somebody, it's fake. It's alternate news.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. I've been watching Trevor Noah.
It's pretty good. All right, so Wolverine has been rumored to be coming into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Whoa. Is this fake news?
Rumored. I said rumored.
Okay.
And I'm going to say it's fake news, but it's a nice little rumor thought to put out there of what movie we'll see him in. He will pop up in Captain Marvel 2. I don't see the connection there. It's
a little odd. Just going to ask you, where is there possibly a connection to having him pop up in
Captain Marvel,
that universe?
That's another thing. That's a thing I have questions about. And then there's a big rumor going around of who has been casted for him. Now, to go back to our previous discussion.
Of Kraven.
This person who I'm about to mention, if you are bringing him into the Marvel Universe, should play Kraven. Henry Cavill. Henry Cavill has met with Marvel. They have said on rumor maybe twice. And he will be playing. And they said they want him to play Wolverine. While I'm not opposed to it, I just don't feel that's the right fit. I feel he's more of a Superman in that sense. You get where I'm going with this? He's not. He should be Superman. But if you're going a different route, I totally get it. Flashpoint is a whole other discussion that we will have on the next episode. And we're going to give our full thoughts on Flashpoint and what we've heard, what we like, what we don't like. Next episode, another time. But back to the topic at hand. Henry Cavill is rumored to be playing Wolverine. Heck, your thoughts?
I'm not opposed to it because we've seen the level of, we've seen the caliber of his acting. I have the question of him being able to pull off the voice. Now, Henry Cavill has been able to mask his accent very well.
Greatly.
Because I didn't even know after watching Man of Steel that he had an accent.
Yo, he's British?
Yeah. I mean, the one time that I saw him in a film before that, which was The Immortals, you kind of really don't hear it there either.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E. too, right?
Yeah, and The Man from U.N.C.L.E. I mean, that's such a good fucking movie. But again, I'm not opposed to him playing Wolverine. It's just, I really feel like, and I'm not trying to typecast him. We've seen him as Superman, and then you see him in The Witcher, and then you kind of wonder, like, is he really going to be Wolverine? Mm. Like, look where I'm going with this. You've seen him as this character in The Witcher. Mm-hmm. You've seen him as Superman. Where's the correlation for him to kind of like throw into the role of Wolverine?
He was the bad guy in Mission Impossible.
Right. But my thing is, do we really want him in that role, or do we want to see him in the Marvel Universe as someone stronger, more super? Like, you see where I'm going with this?
I see where you're going.
It's possible to see him in a more pivotal role. Mm-hmm. As opposed to...
And that's not knocking Wolverine, because Wolverine is pivotal.
Let's get something straight. Wolverine is one of the most... I want to say... He's everyone's fan favorite in the X-Men. No one can stand Scott's crybaby ass at certain points. Because he's just too fucking annoying for anyone's own good. And let's be real. Wolverine has... He's kind of like the Goku in a series. Mm-hmm. Where he somehow finds a way to... You know, break past his limits.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's why I'm saying I can dig it with him being Wolverine, but I'd rather see him play someone bigger.
Kraven the Hunter.
Kraven is a good pick. I can probably find a better role for Henry Cavill to play. And you're looking at me, and you know where I'm going with this.
Are you thinking Cosby?
Stay with me.
Adam Warlock?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Give him something big.
He could be Adam Warlock.
There's no reason why.
Oh, my God.
You can't. You need to start looking at a bigger picture. And you have to say it. Henry Cavill, his name, and just in the roles that he's been in so far, he's destined for a bigger, pivotal character.
You're right.
And I hate to waste him as... I'm not saying waste him, because having him play someone who is, you know, so world-renowned,
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't be a waste, but you're wasting the character in a movie that there's no correlation in this comics. Where? And I started reading the Carol Danvers books. I started reading Captain Marvel with origin stories and everything else and the run-throughs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Wolverine is not anywhere.
Besides him popping up in this upcoming issue of Captain Marvel.
Right, but that's an upcoming issue. We got her origin story, quote, air quotes here,
mm-hmm.
with the first Captain Marvel film. And you guys kind of botched that a little bit.
As much as I love Captain Marvel,
because it's one of my favorites, but let's be real here. Marvel was a dude.
Mm-hmm.
You gave us not that.
Betting.
You gave us on that betting. And again, man, I feel like Henry Cavill should be destined for a massive pivotal role. And nothing has been more teased and
than
Adam fucking Warlock. I mean, shit, we got it at the end of Guardians 2, and that was how many years ago?
How old was Aaron? Like 5? 6?
Thank you. We're talking about 3, almost 4 years ago. And we still have not heard rhyme or reason when we're getting Adam Warlock.
I think that's where James Gunn is going with after... Well, he just finished wrapping Suicide Squad, and he said he's going right in the Guardian story.
That's great. So once he rolls into Guardians 3, he needs to be in that office. He needs to be in that room saying, we need Cavill to play Warlock.
Mm-hmm.
Don't waste him on Wolverine. Save that for someone else. Shit, give it to Scott Eastwood. Or give it a fucking, you know...
Scott Eastwood would be good.
Scott Eastwood would be great.
I would love to see Scott Eastwood. Damn, man.
Come on. Boss Logic even did an image with Scott Eastwood as Wolverine. And it fucking killed.
It was perfect. It was perfect, man. But you know what?
You could do Scott Eastwood. You could do Zac Efron. You could do...
No. Zac Efron could be Cyclops.
Yeah, we need him for Scott.
He can play Scott. He can totally play Scott.
Scott Eastwood. Yep, there we go. Here's our beginning casting, our fan casting for X-Men. The Marvel run. We got Scott Eastwood as Wolverine, Zac Efron as Cyclops.
Perfect, man. Oh, my God.
This is why we work.
We can have so much fun with the fan casting. You know what? I'm thinking for our next episode.
Fan casting for the Marvel X-Men movie?
Fan casting for a lot of movies coming up soon.
Mm.
Of characters for certain films.
I'm liking it. I really am. I'm loving it.
I'm loving it, bro. But, guys, we got to wrap it up.
Yep.
It is coming to the end. Big Heck, any final words?
Honestly, just be on the lookout. We have those shows coming up. And also stay tuned, because next week we're going to be dropping our second episode of Big Hex Anime Adventures, where I'm going to be covering a couple of things. So, on the next episode of Big Hex Anime Adventures, I'm going to be giving you guys my review on the My Hero Academia Heroes Rising, which we did get to see in theaters. Also, recently, Castlevania Season 3 came out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I did go ahead and I binge-watched all 10 episodes in one day.
You're a beast. You're better than me.
I just had to get it done. I had to make sure I watched it in the very next day. Wow. If anything, this is probably one of Netflix's best animes that they put out.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, season one, we got like 4 episodes, which was like a little teaser. Season 2 was great. Season 3, it's just like, holy shit, how do you guys keep doing this? So I will be giving you my review on Castlevania Season 3. Also, I'll be talking about a couple of other animes that I've seen and a couple of new episodes. And there's a rant that I want to go on to with Black Clover, but I will save that for the next anime adventures.
Can't wait.
God damn it. So much anime. So little time. But other than that, brother, do you have anything else you want to finish with?
I've been checking out a few shows myself, but the one show I want everybody to check out, oh my gosh, it's so good, and I want you to check it out too, is I Am Not Okay With This. It stars Chica Play Bev from It Chapter 1 and 2.
Uh-huh.
And it's a really good show about a teenager who develops these powers, and she doesn't know how or why she's gotten them, and she's basically going through her teenage years. Well, she just turned 17. She's trying to figure out how the hell she got these powers and be a teenager at the same time.
I believe you're referring to Lock and Key.
Oh, Lock and Key too.
Oh, so this is a different show.
This is a completely different show.
Oh.
Lock and Key 2, which I am on episode 4, season 1. I will catch up and finish, guys. I will catch up and finish.
When are you going to catch up and finish My Hero Academia?
Break.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for the next episode where I roast Wade for not finishing this.
You know what? You know what? It's all right. It's okay. It's all right, heck. I'm going to let you slide with that because season 2 of Harley Quinn is coming.
Yeah, and I'll be on top of that too.
Yeah, I know. So will I. Sorry. I will get to My Hero Academia. See how this guy comes in me, man? It's supposed to be.
Because you are missing out on an anime.
I understand that. I totally get you.
All right. Mini rant. I'm sorry. We're going to have to do this.
Jeez. Okay. And on my birthday weekend? Come on, bro.
Yes. So I'm going to. Because you know why? Go ahead. For someone who loves superheroes and comic books.
I do.
As much as you do. You are completely, utterly missing out on the pivotal anime that calls to your nature. It is truly an anime about superheroes and villains. And then a hero, one particular hero, who takes a child who has no powers and chooses him to be his successor. How epic is that? And you were completely dropping the ball on this. And this is your perfect segue into an anime. I thought Tiger Mask would have been it. But I understand it got a little cheesy with the Elite coming in and G.O.D. But you are truly missing out on something great. And it's something that you can get into and understand the boom and the popularity of this anime.
I will give it a shot. You got to cut me some slack, bro. Can you cut me a little slack? Just a little.
Okay, I'll cut you a little slack, but I'm going to say this. Titans, season 1 and 2. Harley Quinn,
season 1.
I did my job. I need you to take part.
I will.
Okay.
The life of a teacher is very hard, man. We got conferences coming up and stuff like that. But I'm going to get it done.
Wife, two kids.
And a job. I get it. Cut me some slack. I totally get it, man. I get it. This is a longer outro than we needed it to be. But just to plug everything again one more time.
Happy birthday, Wade.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's throw that in there.
Happy birthday to me. Because, guys,
The
lavish one's birthday is coming up Tuesday.
Chocolate caliente.
I'm super excited for it. Can't you hear it in my voice? I'm very excited.
He's like,
yay. 34. Hooray. Woo. Charles Barkley. Woo.
Oh, God.
Okay. So that's his number. I'm saying number. I'm not saying how he's going to look. I'm not the round amount. No. No, baby. Oh, no. Still lavish. Still check it smooth. Yeah. Always and forever. Guys, you can find us on all social media at BigHeckWadeADV on Twitter. At Big Heck Wade Adventures on Instagram. If you need to find us on Facebook, yes, we do have a Facebook, Big Heck Wade Adventures. We also have the website coming very, very soon. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on for all streaming platforms. We are a part of the Fourth Wall Pop Network. Hashtag make it pop. You can find us on Spotify, Anchor,
iHeartRadio
coming soon, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. the list goes on and on. Any streaming platform you can find us on, give us a listen, rate, review, subscribe. We love it. Again, go to Brickhouse Power Coffee. Get you some coffee. Get you some of that lavish goodness that got us through this episode and had Hector go on a rant for me for about 10 minutes.
Power in a cup.
Power in a cup. Yes, indeed. If you use our code BigHeckWay10, you will get a 10% discount. Use it. Take advantage of it, guys. Also, Wrestler's Lab, March 21st, Ridgefield Park. Tickets are, front row tickets are 20. General admission is 15. It's going to be an amazing show. Take control. It's going to be one of the greatest indie shows of all time. I'm guaranteeing it. I'm banking on it. It's going to be so much fun. Bring your friends. Bring your family. Call your grandma. Call your aunt. Call your uncle. Bring everybody you possibly can to this event. It's going to be a major, 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 major wrestling event for the year. Guys, please come out. Support. Enjoy. Love wrestling. I don't know where else to go with this. I'm kind of going on a mini rant. We also have ZapCon coming up on March 28th, and we will be there.
Yes.
So excited for that. Cannot wait to be there and check out the atmosphere again because I've been to ZapCon 2 and 3.
Yep.
Missed one. And we will both be in attendance along with Boogie Styles, Hio Carm, and the newly named
Boo Boo Balor.
She will be in the building for her first con. Is this her first con?
It'll be her first con. It'll be her first con. We'll be meeting up with the good brothers from the Nerdy Basement.
Can't wait to meet them.
Shout out to Ozzy for the endless support in taking the time out to talk to me. Brother, you're awesome. Thank you so much for the advice that you've given me. And I love talking anime with you. It's so much fun.
Shout out to the Nerdy Basement, man.
Shout out Nerdy Basement.
We love those guys.
You guys are great.
Any other shout outs you want
to
give?
You know what? I feel like we've always given them a shout out, and I just want to give it to them one more time. Shout out to our good brother Ephraim, aka Clever Art, for hooking us up with that phenomenal, phenomenal logo.
Mm-mm.
I gotta say, we've been getting a lot of praise lately on the shirt.
Yes, we have, which you can get on Teespring.
TeePublic.
TeePublic.
TeePublic.com/BigHeckWay.
Always mess it up.
Yeah, I gotta say, man, even when we went to Evolve, the handler for Keith Lee was taking a look at the shirt. And he was like, yo, that's a really dope shirt. Like, where'd you get it? And I had to let him know. I'm like, hey, man, this is our podcast shirt. You can get it at tpublic.com, /BigHeckWay. Cop one there.
Get in any color you want. Also get mugs, baby onesies, all that good stuff. Anything else we need to add?
I mean, other than that, man, I think we're good.
I think we're definitely good.
Well, then, if that's it, let's end it the right way. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to us. We love you guys. And with that being said, we're going to hit you with a peace, a salute, and we're out.